Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, if you have been downtown, you have missed it if you haven't gone to Creative Coastal. There are many things. They're a studio, they're an agency, they're the kings of digital, but they are also the kings of comedy and events. So welcome, Zach Moore, founder and videographer. Hi, Zach.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about Creative Coastal, how you got started, and what you do.
Well, so it's actually Coastal Creative. That happens all the time. People mix it up, and we've been called everything you can think of. But and part of that journey was kind of, we developed that name out of a group of my colleagues when I first moved here. It was a creative collective, so it's right either way. But we've been in our current location in 2201 for about 4 years now. We took that space over right at the beginning of COVID. So been there for a while, and we do a lot of cool events and video production, virtual production. We have an LED studio. We have event space, podcast studio, and do all kinds of fun stuff down there.
You're a filmmaker at heart, and you went to the University of Mississippi?
Mississippi State University.
Mississippi State University. What brought you to St. Pete?
Well, I always wanted to be a filmmaker, and when I was 30 years old, I was still running bars and restaurants. I was GM of a big college bar, and it was a fun job, and I loved doing it, and I was, you know, adequate at doing it, but I always wanted to be a filmmaker. Never really had the chance to go to film school, especially in Mississippi. And when I turned 30, I decided, you know what, it's now or never. Let's go for it. And so I threw a dart at the map. It landed at St. Pete and came for a visit, me and some buddies, and stayed one night at an Airbnb and said, we love it here. Let's check it out. So we moved down.
So you tell me that you have created this amazing agency and studio, and you have all these big events. I know that you're associated with Tombolo. Talk to me a little bit about your partners and the events that are coming up.
Sure, yes. We love working with our neighbors like Tombolo. They're right across the street from us. And anytime they have a big book signing or an event with an author that's, you know, a little bit larger than they can handle in their area or their courtyard, we partner with them. They come on over. And we've done some really amazing book signings with them, some great authors from all over the country and local. And those have been fun. But outside of that, we also have our own events that we put together. We actually have Roger Deakins, the world-famous cinematographer, coming in for a weekend of events. We're working with a few people on that project, but he'll be here all weekend signing books and previewing his films that he did, like Shawshank Redemption and Big Lebowski, which is pretty amazing. We also have music coming down. We have Drake Bell, which is a child actor from Nickelodeon that's most recently famous for his role in the documentary series Quiet on Set. So we have these cool different things happening, and then on top of all that, comedy, which is a passion of mine.
Well, let's talk about comedy. You have a weekly lineup of comedy. Tell us a little bit about why comedy matters to you and how you get these great comedians to come in.
Yeah, we don't make our money off of comedy. It's more of a passion, and we try to squeeze in as much as we can when we're not doing events or productions. But I've always loved comedy. I've written a ton of stuff, never hit the stage, I'm too scared to one day. And as a filmmaker or aspiring filmmaker, one of the first things we did was film a comedy special. So my buddy J.F. Harris came in from California and New York. He was traveling around the country, filmed a special. That's been almost 3 years ago now. And it's not filmmaking exactly, but it is still shooting something that's pretty industrious and requires lots of production value and those sorts of things. And that was the jumping off point for the merging of comedy and film.
Let's talk a little bit about, you said that you shot some shorts, and tell us a little bit about some of your films that you are hoping to see the light of day, and we're sure they will because of your talent.
Well, I've done a couple of shorts just for myself because I've written just as more of a practice than for anybody else. But working with other partners, we filmed some really cool stuff. Steven Demler is one of my business partners, and he's really big in the film scene. He actually just left Cannes. He was over in France doing some stuff. He worked on a film with oh, who was it? He'll come back to me. He's worked on some major films in Hollywood, and he's also one of our partners. So he comes back to us every once in a while with ideas, and we film them. So we filmed a short with him called Someone's Going to Die for No Reason. It's about a flat earther who decides to build a rocket to prove to himself and to his family that the earth is flat. And it's not so much sci-fi as it is a love story and a coming-of-age story. But that one we shot completely in studio. We borrowed some plane parts and planes from Albert Whitted and partnered with them, and they're very helpful down at the museum, and we shot it all in our digital LED studio. So that's a full, you know, short film that we did top to bottom, which will be released here in the next couple months.
That is just exciting. Do you do anything with Greenlight Cinema?
Yeah, I love Mike over there. We've partnered up on like our comedy festival. He hosted some of our comedy shows there. We had a, you know, Tampa Bay Comedy Fest was our first one. Last year was called Sunshine Comedy Festival. They were one of our go-to locations, and also with Mike, we've partnered on him to help film, some of his acting classes. We've partnered on him to do some events there as well. And he's always doing great stuff with film in the local area.
We love him too, because we're hosting our June 5th fundraiser there, and with music all day. And maybe the next time we do it, we could do it with comedy.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I'd love to have some of your comedy people there, right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the films that have inspired you and the filmmakers that have inspired you. And then let's talk a little bit about the studio itself.
Yeah, I mean, one of my initial inspirations was Ben Stiller. He's a comedic actor, but he's also a pretty robust director. He was who I used to read and kind of keep track of when I was younger, in my 20s, and he always inspired me because he's kind of a goofball, but can be a really serious director. And then, of course, people like Roger Deakins, which is just a dream come true to get to meet him and work with him. But that's sort of been my inspiration in my journey to incorporate sci-fi, comedy, and film. Those are my three passions and my three loves.
That is a terrific intersection. Just look up reminds me of something you might have written.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The studio itself, talk to me a little bit about how you're on the cutting edge of producing social media and digital, and what people really need to know in order to harness the tools and the talents that you have.
Yeah, we're very approachable. We're affordable. We put out quality work and quality products, but we're for everyone. So we're really trying to make it approachable for small to medium businesses and individuals. So you can leverage everything from our psych wall, which is a traditional white space for photography or videos, our podcast studio, all the way up to our LED screen. So we have a big 20-foot by 45-foot virtual LED studio. So you can come in there and do as much content as you can possibly cram in for social media content creators or for small businesses who are doing commercials and that sort of thing. And we can also take the reins and help you. We can produce with you alongside you. So we do as much or as little as needed, and we have everything from simple photo studio all the way up to virtual production with Unreal Engine and tracking. So,
what are you hoping to shoot for yourself coming up?
Yeah, I've written a couple scripts, and we're doing some drop-ins to some competitions across the country. My producer, Austin, and I work together on some script ideas. He's also a really talented screenwriter, so he has some scripts. He actually just won Best Sci-Fi Film at the Sunscreen Film Festival. So him and his partner filmed something in New York and in Pennsylvania that he produced from here, and he won. So he's really talented.
What's Austin's last name?
Austin Rodriguez.
Wonderful. Can you give us the plot of the film that you're showing at different places or hoping to get shown?
Which one?
Any of them. All of them. We want to hear all about it. Yeah.
Well, Austin has a couple of good ideas, and we're working on some local investors to put them together. But the one he won most recently is about a Viking that kind of stumbles into a fairy forest and has some magical interactions with some different unearthly magic and fight scenes and all kinds of cool stuff, Nordic, and it's all in Nordic languages. So it's really cool. We also have, Someone's Going to Die for No Reason, the Flat Earth film that we're doing. But upcoming, we have a thing called I can't say the name just yet. We have a pilot episode of an hour and a half pilot that we're doing for a series out of New York with my partner, Steven. He is going to NYU right now for screenwriting, getting his master's. And one of his classmates wrote something that got picked up for a big grant with the Sloan Foundation. So they're going to bring it here. We're going to film it. It's going to be about a three-week process, and we're going to release that hopefully in the next 12 months, but it's going to be a big project.
Well, we'll look forward to having you back in studio to talk about that. What is it that you like to do here around town? You've been in town for a while. What are some of your favorite St. Pete? Why downtown St. Pete is such a cool place to have a business?
It is definitely a cool place to have a business. It's a cross-section of a lot of things. It's a purple city. It's not, one or the other. There's lots of a blend of minds and businesses and opportunities and lots of interesting people. So comedy, again, I love doing that, but I host those, so kind of I'm the biggest room in town. So when I'm not coming to my room, I like to go to Tampa or to Side Splitters and sketch a show. But St. Pete specific, I love going to the water and heading up and down the parks and just taking it easy and strolling my puppy and walking along.
So tell us your social media handle. If you want to go check out all of the creative events at Coastal Creative, where do we go to?
Yeah, it's at coastalcreative.tv.
Wonderful. Zach Moore, we are so happy. We look forward to seeing you on the big screen. We like you on the small screen, and we certainly like you at Radio St. Pete.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I appreciate it.